Ralph Nader has won his fight to get on the presidential ballot in a majority of the states, at least 30 of them. He's still suing for access to others. Yesterday, he got bad news in three states. The Oregon Supreme Court ruled he could not get on the ballot there, and lower court judges in Wisconsin and the critical battleground state of Ohio came to the same conclusion. He will appeal those rulings. Bill Cohen of Ohio Public Radio has more.
Ohio's top elections official says that so many of the petition signatures gathered by the Nader campaign are invalid, Nader doesn't have the 5,000 names he needs. The campaign initially submitted nearly 15,000 signatures, but county elections boards threw out about 8,000, ruling they were not from registered voters. And now Ohio Secretary of State Ken Blackwell has rejected nearly 3,000 more, saying they were gathered fraudulently.
The way that you bring predictability and order to an election process and you protect the integrity of the process is that you obey the rules, you obey the law.
The ruling follows a week-long hearing demanded by Democrats where several people like Jill Lane of Dayton appeared. Lane testified she signed her name on dozens of forms declaring she was the petition circulator. But it was only because her cousin from California had paid her $20 to do so. Under Ohio law, petition circulators must be registered voters who live here. And Lane said her cousin told her he would not get paid for each signature he'd collected unless someone else was listed as the circulator.
I was going by what my cousin told me.
So
he said, don't worry about anything. Everything was all. I did ask him, was everything, is it all right to do this? And my cousin said it was all right.
Secretary of State Blackwell is a conservative Republican who's running for governor in 2006. Many Democrats view him as a partisan activist and accuse him of trying to hold down voter turnout to help the GOP. They point to actions earlier this month when Blackwell reminded county elections officials that voter registration forms should be on heavy cardstock. That led some to reject thinner forms sent by prospective voters who Democrats hope will back Kerry. In this case, though, Blackwell's decision against Nader is just what the Democrats want. Herb Asher is a political scientist at Ohio State University.
Some people may be surprised by Blackwell's ruling since he's a Republican, and most of us here in Ohio agree that Nader's presence would have hurt John Kerry and helped President Bush. But this may be one of those cases where the problem with the Nader petitions were so blatant, there's nothing else to do but to rule them off the ballot.
The Nader campaign, though, isn't giving up. Spokesman Kevin Zeese promises a quick appeal to Ohio's Supreme Court.
What's behind the whole thing is the Democratic Party's distrust of democracy and their lack of confidence in their candidate, John Kerry. They may have won this ballot, but they're going to lose the war. They're probably going to lose Ohio. This action by the Democrats will be one reason why.
State Democratic leaders downplay the idea. The Democrats are worried that Ralph Nader's presence on the ballot might siphon votes away from John Kerry and, in a super close race, hand Ohio to George Bush. While clearly pleased with the ruling, they say Nader has only himself to blame because he hired paid petition circulators who broke Ohio's election laws. For NPR News, I'm Bill Cohen in Columbus.